Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
There are many times when by Thursday, December 22nd, and we say good afternoon to the tri-state, where I just would rather be on vacation. It's time. You know, at the year's ending, want to be with family. Want to be with friends, but when yesterday I woke up to the news that I woke up to, I have to say I have been fiending to get on the radio to talk with Don. It was already a big day.
Yes.
Because, of course, we're going to get you ready for the big Jets game, coverage starting right here on 98.7 at 6:15 tonight with our guy Dan Grasso. And we'll take you there, and we will get all into the Jets and the Zach Wilson of it all. But I just have to start with this, Don. I got to ask you. Carlos Correa, 12 years, $315 million, the New York Mets. How are you, Met fan Don LaGreca, feeling?
It's pretty incredible. First of all, the full disclosure, and we let everybody know what's going on in this show, right? We lift the curtain here on this show more than
for better or for worse. Lift it up and show it to me.
Peter and I were supposed to be off today and tomorrow for the holiday and work yesterday. But I screwed it up because I got called to do the Ranger-Islander game tonight. And I'm like, listen, if I'm going to be working the Ranger-Islander game, I might as well work Thursday. So we'll switch out Wednesday for Thursday, not knowing that there was going to be this big signing. And even Franco Harris passing away was a real kick to the gut yesterday, too, especially everything surrounding the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception and everything. His number was supposed to be retired before the game on Sunday. So, you know, real crazy stuff. And it's a day that you really wanted to work. But I had already committed. We had bought tickets to see Puss in Boots. And I realized on Twitter I spelled it wrong. It doesn't matter.
Poos and boots. Talking about poos and boots.
So, which kind of pushes? Fits. We get pushes.
Right. That's what I was thinking. That's why I left it alone. I'm like, maybe I can get away with making it like I was kidding, but I really wasn't. But it was a good time. But everything being equal, today was supposed to be the day off, and I figured switching it's no big deal because we'll lead right.
What are you
going to
miss?
Jaguar game.
Right.
But let's get to the point. The point is this: is that there's a lot of feelings going through me right now. I understand it's bad for baseball. I understand that Steve Cohen is quote-unquote buying a championship, but you got to understand something. From a Met fan perspective, it feels like the worm has turned because for the longest time, they were non-competitive as far as finances was concerned. You know, they'd get the scraps from everybody else because the Wilpons, whether it was the fact that they were cheap, whether it was the scandal with Madoff, they didn't compete like a big market team. I felt like I was rooting for the Kansas City Royals for the better part of a decade. So now the comeuppance, and now things are kind of balancing itself out. I'm not going to apologize for that as a Met fan. And also, Peter, you could say, well, you're buying your championship.
You're buying your championship.
Really, you're better than everybody else. But, you know, are they clearly, right now on paper, definitely going to beat out the Braves for the division? Definitely beat out the Phillies? Or are they definitely going to win a best-of-seven series against the San Diego Padres? Or the New York Yankees in the World Series? Or the Houston Astros in the World Series? I mean, how many times have we seen high payroll teams not win? You know, the Dodgers have been smoking everybody when it comes to free agent signings and big, huge contracts and the Magic Johnson and his people's money just throwing it around. Won championships since 1988. The Yankees have been in the top five in payroll for how long? Won championships since 2000. You know, so it doesn't guarantee anything. And I'm going to try to enjoy it, Peter. I'm going to have some fun with it. And if I have to apologize later on about, well, Steve Cohen bought the championship, I'd much rather that than to be sitting around my team not winning, fantasizing what it would be like to actually be a big market team.
I'm with you. I see no reason why, if you're a Mets fan, you're not thrilled about this news. The only concern you have is what John just said. You're 100% built now. Championship or bust. That is the declaration. The idea of it being a huge success to make the wild card is a joke. There's no way you can view it through that lens. So that part is scary, Don, because while they're built for a championship, so is Atlanta, so is San Diego, so are the Yankees in some ways. I would say maybe the Yankees not as much as those other groups. Don, Houston always seems to be built for a championship. So
right.
It's like you have to win a championship, but at the same time, there's still no guarantee you can win a championship. Right. That's the hard part.
So that's what it really comes down to, because it's still baseball, right, Peter? You still got to go out there, and you still have to beat the opposition. And it's a lot easier to beat them when you've got all-stars at every position. You've sunk a lot of money into it. But we've seen too many times big payroll teams. Peter, you went through it when you were a younger guy. You know, we beat up the Baltimore Orioles, but there was a time back in the 90s where they had a tremendously high payroll too and couldn't seem to get over the hump and win that championship. Like I mentioned, the Dodgers year after year after year having an all-star at every position and yet, you know, losing in the World Series. So it was a great day. I'm a little concerned, Peter, on what made the San Francisco deal fall through, and is that something that's going to haunt us later on? Like, he failed a physical. San Francisco got out of it. Mets were able to get him for a year less than what San Francisco had signed him for. So that kind of – I kind of wonder what's going on there as far as him physically. But right now he's one of the best shortstops in the game. He'll slide over and get to play along with Lindor. And now you've got yourself the bat that you were looking for, and it's going to be a fun baseball season because, you know, now the Yankees, what are they going to do? How are they going to counter? Are they going to go out and send a bunch of prospects to Pittsburgh to get Brian Reynolds? Or what are they going to do to not necessarily counter Peter for the back pages, but also just another team in the mix that may be better than them and stand in the way of their championship? So it is going to be a fun, fun spring and summer here in New York with these two baseball teams.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how you cut it, you know, even if you're an objective baseball fan who roots for the Red Sox, the Dodgers, the Cubs, whoever, it's just going to be a fascinating time in this town to watch these two teams.
And I know Michael brought this up, and it's a fact that baseball, I think, is in a lot of trouble, and this probably isn't great for the health of the game of baseball. But, Peter, it's not my job to check the pulse on baseball. I mean, full disclosure, all right, you know how I feel about hockey and football. Like, I'm a fan of those sports. I'll sit there and watch a game not involving my team. As a baseball fan, I'm a fan of the Mets. You know, I'm not sitting there watching, you know, Padres-Dodgers at 10:30 on a Thursday night. So as far as the health of baseball is concerned, let them figure it out. All right? They negotiated the table. They dealt with the CBA. They agreed to this CBA. They agreed to the rules of engagement. Do I feel bad for the Cincinnati's and the Pittsburghs of the world? Yeah, I do. But you know what? That's for them to figure out. That's for their owners to figure out. But right now, I'm living in a world, after having lived a decade in a world of the have-nots, I'm living in the world of haves. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to feel bad for that.
I am not
going to feel bad for winning the lottery.
And you shouldn't. And especially Mets fans who deserve to have had this time. It was just such crazy news because it just seemed like I'd already thought the limit had been hit on how far Steve Cohen could go and how much of a luxury tax he was going to pay and how loaded this team was going to be. But we also did, if you think back, Don, always hear, well, you know, the one way that Carlos Correa would move to third would be to play with his buddy Francisco Lindor. Yeah. And part of me wonders whether there really is this injury that's out there that we need to find out about or whether it was really something that Correa didn't like about the deal. Steve Cohen and the Mets reached out, and Boris said, hey, let's figure out a way to get out of this, and they ended up getting out of it. I wonder.
I don't know. I don't know all the ins and outs of it. Just as a fan, Peter, you kind of want to know, is there something? Did they look at it? Did they look at an injury and say, I think he's only got maybe 3-4 years before this becomes a problem? And San Francisco said, well, we're locked in for another 8-9 years after that. I want out. And Steve Cohen figures, hey, this is only a fraction of my wealth anyway. If I can get a championship in the next 3-4 years with him, I don't care. And that's clearly what Steve Cohen is saying. I don't care. And maybe that's a problem for baseball. Matter of fact, I know it's a problem.
Certainly for other owners, yeah.
And he played good soldier that first year. Because he probably made a tacit agreement with them that he wouldn't spend like a drunken sailor. But now I think he reads the writing on the wall, I want to win. He's a Met fan at heart. this is a fraction of his wealth. What did they say, that the $800 million he spent in contracts in the offseason is 2% of his wealth?
Yeah,
hey,
it's
let baseball figure it out, Peter. Why should I have to worry about it?
You know what? Be selfish. You have the right. It's your team. You're the one spending the money and the tickets. Phone lines are open, 1-800-919-3776. We'll also, of course, at some point today, definitely get into the big Aaron Judge announcement yesterday. It was a foregone conclusion to me, but it's still something fun to talk about. And, of course, the Knicks winning streak came to an end last night as well. But for right now, we got to jump into the Gangrene Report. On 98.7, driven by Ramsey Mazda. Don, the night is upon us. One more opportunity, at least, for Zach Wilson at the helm for this New York Jets football team in what is a really sort of interesting matchup, because no one seems to quite know who the Jacksonville Jaguars are. But in a world where you're still fantasizing about the playoffs and in a world where you could still fantasize about Zach Wilson being the guy, tonight has to be a win for this football team.
Well, yeah, you want to keep it alive for sure. I think there are some scenarios or one scenario they could still make it, but why put yourself into that, like, poke and hope region? You want to be able to control it and win it and advance, survive in advance to next week in Seattle. But this kind of has the same feel to me, Peter, although not as gargantuan a task as trying to beat Buffalo in Buffalo. But weather played a factor in that game. It really kind of slowed things down. Similar thing tonight. It's not going to necessarily be snow. But have you been outside?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's ugly. It's the worst. It's the worst weather. A cold rain is the worst weather, Peter. You know, give me 100 degrees with 100% humidity. Give me a blizzard. Give me wind. But if you give me wind and cold rain, listen, I know they get paid a lot of money, Peter, but it's not going to be pleasant for people to be in that building, especially the players out there. And I wonder if this kind of really just minimizes the quarterbacks here in Lawrence and Wilson, both negatively and positively, and really make it about a ground game, which you know the Jets have. And I'm wondering if this weather will really play into the Jets' hand and coming out with a victory tonight.
Well, that's the Gangrene Report driven by Ramsey Mazda. It's the experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, enjoy Ramsey Mazda. And we get into, as we've already started, the Thursday night football preview brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. And the one thing I was going to say with regard to the weather, Don, to me what's particularly dangerous about weather like this is not just the play of game and how the game is affected, but also how easily a crowd can be taken out when the weather's this bad.
Yeah,
you have to win them over. The only way a crowd can survive a game like this is if you're playing decent in competitive football. If you get down 10-0 in a disgusting, filthy slog, Don, you lose everybody.
And also, how can you be heard? You're going to be wearing like a poncho and gloves. The weather is just supposed to be god-awful. So I can't kill a fan for, you know, not going to this game or selling his tickets. I mean, I know it's a big game and all, but, you know, there's probably certain people are like, I'm not going to sit there in a pouring rain. And by like 9, 10 o'clock, it's supposed to get worse. By the second half of this game, Peter, it could be really just wind and rain and just really just ugly conditions, which I think make for kind of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, great on TV.
But it makes for a lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, and I just think the Jets running game can really play – into things here. Quinn Williams looks like he's going to be ready to go, so that's going to make the defense even better. I really like the Jets in this game. I do. And I think the temptation to open it up where Wilson can make some mistakes is gone now because of the weather. So I think they'll play it conservative. I like their running game. I don't know what the number is. I didn't look over the last
couple
of days. Oh, I do.
And guess what, Don? I like the number. I like the number quite a bit. It is the Jets by 2.5.
Yeah, so you're getting it under a field goal.
I dig it.
I like the Jets, too.
I dig it.
The Jets. Do you want to Thelma and Louise this for a three-point play together?
Because you're restarting your picks. I forgot that you
could
pick it.
Right, so we can hold hands together, floor it, and go off the cliff together. Because I'm not catching you, you know, but I just want to. I want a little support on this.
I'll tell you what. Hold on. Let me. Hold on, Don. Let me take a gander again. Because the last time I checked, there was not a lot I loved on this board.
This is not a. It's a tough week. We're just talking the game up. We got to listen to what we say.
We'll get into this later. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm putting something on the game, and I might be holding hands with you. I might be holding hands. The only thing that's scary is that if you turn, text Boone. We haven't heard from Michael, have we, Anthony?
Not yet, no.
All right, so he doesn't appear to be in on the action.
The only thing is the fear that you turn on the game and you go, oh, my God, no one's going to score here. And it ends up being just like one fluky touchdown. And then the weather's so bad that just nothing can happen. That scares you a bit. But I do like the idea of this thing really gets ground to like a just a slog. I like kind of like the Jets in that situation. Let's get to the
like
phone
lines. 7-6, 10-7 kind of game. Now you're taking a risk because the Jags can win that score and cover. Or the Jaguars can win that game and, yeah, cover because they're the dogs. But I like the Jets to keep it alive here. What's the over? Do you know that? Because I would bet the under on this. I'm sure they established that before they knew what the weather was going to be.
The over-under is very low. It's 36.5.
I still love the under.
You know what, Don? It's a great point. Like, you're telling me this game's going to be bigger than 14-10?
I can't see it. I know the Jaguars scored a ton of points last week, but that was at home. That was a crazy game. You know what? Let's stick to what we have to do, and that's the actual number. So,
all right.
I'm ready to do it. You let me know. You chew on it, but I want to Thelma and Louise this.
All right, that's today's Thursday Night Football preview. The only Thursday Night Football preview that references Thelma and Louise. It's brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Make sure to grab a Tullamore Dew during tonight's action. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly.
You know, it's not in the Hall of Fame of analogies, but you knew what I was talking about when I said it.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, it's an iconic movie.
It's an iconic scene, even for people that probably never saw the whole movie.
You still know that part.
You knew what I was talking about, and that's what we'd be doing, the three together.
Let's go back to the phone lines, or start with the phone lines, shall we? We'll start with Shlomo in the car. What's up, Shlomo?
What's up?
Hey, happy holidays, gentlemen. I heard you guys talking about Steve Cohen and the Correa signing, and I'm a Yankees fan. And I think it's great for baseball. And, you know, it's great for the players if they're getting paid more. It's great for Mets fans. And, you know, it applies more pressure on the other big market teams. And quite frankly, I think that there are a lot of Mets fans out there who owe Yankees fans an apology because, you know, they've been giving us grief for years about being, you know, the evil empire. And now finally they have an owner that wants to win and is willing to use his resources. And, you know, I haven't heard anything on that front. So, I don't know.
Well, I wasn't one of those people, so I'm not going to apologize. But you're right. All the people that said the Yankees were buying their championships, it's hard to say that if the Mets win their championship that they didn't go out and money had a large percentage to do with it. Now, we'll see how it all plays out. And it's not quite the way there are more teams spending money. Heck, San Diego's spending money, but they're doing it because they've got a filthy, stinking rich owner. I don't think it's good for baseball, Peter. I just don't care. But it's good for New York baseball. You know, it's good for certain teams. If I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, if I'm a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, I throw my arms up. Not because my owner doesn't want to spend the money. How could he? Listen, I'll be honest with you, Peter. This is something Yankee fans don't want to admit. We're getting to a stratosphere where maybe Hal Steinbrenner couldn't spend this money. Hal Steinbrenner makes his money through the Yankees. Yankees generate a lot of money. But that $800 million, Peter, that's 2% of Steve Cohen's wealth, the money that he spent so far in this offseason, what percentage of that is Hal's wealth? Probably right. More than 2%. And also, Hal's got to answer to stockholders. Steve Cohen doesn't. You know, so, you know, we talk about big market, small market. This isn't about big market, small market anymore because the Padres, you can't get a smaller market than that. It's about trillionaire owners versus billionaire owners because that's what Steve Cohen is. Steve Cohen's getting in the $1 trillion territory where, you know, he can lose $1 billion and not break a sweat. Hal Steinbrenner lost that kind of money, he'd be sweating. So I don't know how good it is for baseball, but I can't worry about that as a fan.
You're not being literal about trillion, are you?
I'm trying to figure out because billionaire doesn't fit, right?
No, like, but trillionaire.
He's a billionaire. All these owners are billionaires, right?
But he's just a multi billionaire.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not a trillionaire.
Because a trillionaire is 1,000 billions.
Right. Which I don't. I don't know how much he's worth, but he's in the hundreds of billions category.
No,
right?
No, he's not. No. 17,
I don't know.
17 billion. They say he's worth.
All right. So seven. All right. So
by the way, relative to us, Don, it's all a trillion.
Yeah, it's fantasy to me. I'm not. But the point is, if he's got $17 billion, and the Yankees have five, that's a big difference. Now, and the Yankees five is kind of based on what their franchise is worth if Hal were to sell. How much is Hal worth based on the money the Yankees generate and then putting that money back in? Like, Steve's not taking, well, this is what the Mets made last year. Let's put it back into the Mets. He's taking his own money, $17 billion stack of cash that he just says, all right, I'll take $800 million of it, which is like nothing to him, and throw it into his baseball team. Hal probably can do that based on what the Yankees earn through YES and merchandising and ticket sales and all that. But it hurts a lot more. It's a bigger percentage. And then you could have stockholders who are like, wait a minute, what are you spending all this money for? You're taking money out of my pocket. You know, so not everybody's even. That's the point. Not everybody is even. And Steve is playing in a different league than everybody else. But I don't know why that's my problem, because that's the team my dad handed to me 50 years ago. Why do I have to apologize for it?
All right, let's take one more before the break. It is obviously jammed up with a lot of people wanting to talk, including Mike.
Jam it up!
An excited Mets fan in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Don, Peter, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
What's up?
No, man, I agree with you, Don. It's exciting. And as you said, is it great for the game baseball? Probably not. But I don't care. Like, I want to win. We've gone through so many years with an owner that doesn't want to spend. And, Don, you know, people complain about Steve. It's not good that the Oakland A's have a $30 million payroll either. Like, they should be spending some money, right, and teams like that. And, guys, also, I just bought a 20-game plan 3 weeks ago. I can't wait for the season. And, guys, Aaron Judge had a press conference yesterday being named captain, and it was an afterthought because of this news. I couldn't believe it when I woke up. It's unbelievable. And how could you not be excited if you're a Mets fan? Who cares how much he spends?
See, that's the point. See, we all fell in love with this sport not knowing anything about salary, how much anybody made. At least I did. I'm 50, going to be 55 years old, Peter. I didn't know what Tom Seaver made. I didn't know what Dave Kingman made. That was my team, and I rooted for him. You know, so that's the essence of sports. And if you're going to get into the haves and have-nots and the economy and the CBA, that's boring and nobody cares about it. You're sitting down watching a baseball game and you want to see your team win, bottom line. And now they've got a chance to do that better than maybe anybody else. And for all the years that you've suffered with the team refusing, it seemed, to take advantage of the advantages they had, now it feels like the worm's turned a bit. And I do feel bad for Cincinnati and Pittsburgh and Oakland. That's why I'm an advocate, you've heard me on the show, Peter, of a salary cap. Because a cap has a floor. And you would force the Oakland A's to maybe spend $90, $100 million, which would also be good for the players. But they didn't agree to that. That's their problem.
All right, more of your calls next. We'll also take your calls right now, of course, on the Jets' big game tonight as well. And it's the last time Don and I will be on the air before the Giants' big game against the Vikings this weekend as well. We'll dip into some of the Aaron Judge being named captain of the Yankees, plus the Knicks' loss. A lot to do until 6:15 when Jets' coverage begins. It's Peter and Don on the K-Show on YES and 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Very excited having a little get-together tonight, Don.
You are.
My agent, Dipperstein, is here. That's right. And Laura Stiles is coming over as well.
Oh, how rare is that to have Laura at the house?
Cookies.
Well, it's her first time coming to this place. She has never been here before, so we're excited to have her. But, you know, not rare. We hang out and we socialize a lot.
Dipperstein, the hell with them.
She's one of my closer friends. But we're excited. They're bringing baby Ken's over for a sleepover. It's going to be a whole thing.
Oh, nice.
And then tonight we'll prepare a meal and get to throw on the TV this messy, sloppy, filthy football game that I'm very excited to watch. And matter of fact, Don, with that, we should get into something we like to call game time. It's brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. And we will return to the phones taking your calls on both the Jets and Carlos Correa and the Mets and anything else that's on your mind. Maybe a Yankee fan who wants to talk about Aaron Judge. And maybe we'll start with our guy Harry in Inglewood Cliffs. What's up, Harry?
Hi, Harry.
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Always.
I just had to call today to wish you, your families, all at ESPN, a very, very happy, healthy holiday, to thank you for all your past courtesies. And please pass this along to Andrew, and a short message to Michael for the great interviews he's been doing with the Judge situation. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ah, Harry, you're the best. What do you have a plan? What are you doing? What's the main piece of the Christmas holiday for Harry and the Harry family?
Just our family get together every year and have a very joyous time just being together. As I've often said, I've had the best family and the best friends in all this world, and I count my blessings every day.
We love you, Harry. Have a wonderful holiday.
Harry.
Thanks for weighing in.
Feeling well?
I'm a little under the weather. I hate to admit it, but I'm fighting it.
What you mean? A cold situation?
Fighting, no, it goes a little more detailed than that. They have me on steroids and knocking the crap out of me.
Well, listen,
hang in there, buddy.
Yeah, and we hope that you don't get we hope that you don't catch a fine from Major League Baseball for any for any of the steroid usage. Okay, so good luck with the testing.
I'm gonna fight it. I'm gonna beat it.
You're damn right you will. I'm not even worried about it, Harry. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Okay, and say hello to that beautiful girl.
I definitely
and your mom, and Don, your mom.
Yes, I will. And she's watching, so she heard it, so she appreciates that. She watches all the time. And I guess if there are any games that Harry plays during the holidays, then he's going to have to get
tested.
Special dispensation.
Yeah, you got to declare it.
You got to declare that he's at a little bit of an advantage with the steroids he's on. But listen, he couldn't come out to the 20th, so I knew that he wasn't feeling great. But he's strong enough to call and be great. So
I wish
nothing but a really happy but mostly healthy holiday and New Year.
No, he is the best. I think he is incredibly beloved by the K-Show universe. Let's go to T in Hackensack. What's up, T?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
What's up?
Good, good, good. A couple of things here. So as far as slow-mo looking for an apology, slow-mo, good luck with that. Not happening. here's what I would say. I'm so happy right now, but I'll tell you this, Dom, and I don't know if you put this in perspective. We drafted Kumar Raka. Remember that?
Sure.
Right? Before we offer him $6 million, he wants $8 million. Him and his father hold tight for $2 million. He failed the physical. So that one got us out of a deal. In the 11th hour, we offer Carlos Correa $300 million. You know, it was our fault because we waited last minute, and he took more money to go to San Francisco. But, oh, yeah, wait a minute. He fails a physical. two players that had something to do with the Mets. Both failed physicals. One that gets us out of a deal. One gets us a deal. I'll tell you what happened. I don't know if you guys watch Billions. Stevie Cohen put a call into Wags. He made it all work. We're not apologizing for anything. Let's go Mets.
That's it. I mean, you got at the end of the day, it's about trying to beat the other team. And baseball is not football, where you can physically dominate the opposition. You know, we've seen plenty of teams, plenty of Cinderella stories, plenty of wild cards. You still got to go out there and play, Peter. This guarantees – it puts them in a situation, Peter, where they've got an excellent opportunity to go out there and win a championship. But you still got to go out there and do it, all right? The money's not going to matter. What if Correa can't handle New York? What if he ends up having an awful season? What if he has the kind of season Lindor had in his first year? You know, what if Verlander breaks down? What if Scherzer breaks down again? I mean, nothing's guaranteed here. You're still rooting for something that – where would you put the percentage chances of winning, Peter? It's definitely higher than it was, but it's still probably in what, the 20 percentile of all the things that could still happen to stop that. Just ask the Yankees. Just ask the Dodgers. How many championships have they won over the last 20 years with all the resources that they've had? So – if it's not guaranteed, Peter, that means it's still up in the air. It's still rootable. It's still something that is that you're not really sure the outcome is going to be. And isn't that what sports is supposed to be about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, you're not guaranteed anything unless you're the Astros, it seems, in which case you're guaranteed to basically win a championship every couple of years.
And again, I can't speak for the smaller market teams. And I had some people on Twitter say, I don't feel bad for Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, you know, all the revenue sharing they get. The revenue sharing is a drop in the bucket compared to what some of these owners have. I mean, even if they spend all the revenue sharing, and we don't know that they don't, Peter, still's not going to put them on the pantheon of all of these teams that have rich owners and are in big markets. But like I said to you, are the Mets guaranteed to win a division that's got the Phillies, who went to the World Series last year, and the Braves, who beat them out of the division last year and won the championship the year before? And how much better the San Diego Padres are, and how good the Cardinals always seem to be every single year? And if you get out of the National League, there sits the Yankees, there sits the Astros, or whatever other team we're not thinking about that's going to turn out to be good. So you still have competition there.
A lot.
They didn't buy themselves anything. I mean, if I go buy a piece of art, I own that. You can't buy the championship. You still have to earn it.
But it's crazy too, because with the moves made in their division, you could have the biggest budget in history by $150 million. And Don, it's not absolutely inconceivable that you come in third place. It's not inconceivable.
Yeah.
Which is a scary thought. It's a scary thought. But that's why you play the games.
But what it does do is add a lot of pressure. Which means, you know, settling for the wild card. Welcome to Yankee land. This is where the Yankees and Mets now will, I think, share this season, where everything that good happens is supposed to happen, and everything bad happens is going to be, oh, look at this, they're blowing it again. Like, so it puts a lot of pressure but
it actually takes a tiny bit of pressure off the Yankees, because it will add to the narrative. Sure, we want the Yankees to win, but they're not the Mets. It does add that. We are going to hear that. I mean, come on, we're not the Mets.
Well, but does it add pressure that people who think they should be? So why aren't they going out and getting stronger? Like, so they have comp. Right now, the Yankees, all they should be worried about are the teams in their division and the Astros, who they can't seem to beat. But as far as competing for the dollar and the back pages and the popularity, you know, they're going to feel a lot of pressure, I think, from the Mets. Why aren't you equaling that? Why don't you have the same payroll? Why aren't you spending money like that? But I always think it's fun when these two teams are both good, because they really go at each other, and it's going to be fun.
All right, let's go to Angelo in Connecticut, who wants to talk about the Jets. What's up, Angelo?
Jets.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Happy holidays. I'm headed to the game right now. And first of all, I just wanted to talk about Judge. I'm so glad that he was signed by the Yankees. What do you guys think about this game tonight? Could you give me a little heads up?
Well, I think it's going to be a slog, low-scoring game, and the Jets' ability to run is going to be an advantage that's going to take them to victory. How about that?
Okay, Pete.
I'm with Don. I like the Jets to win in a slog. I do. It's time. The Jets got to get a win, and I think tonight is the recipe. The weather, the competition,
where playbook, the kind of playbook they'll probably run given the weather. I like the Jets' odds tonight.
Well, I was 9 years old in the Orange Bowl in 69, and I saw that Super Bowl with Joe Lilly, and we haven't got close yet. And I've been a Jet fan my whole life. I go back to when the Jets-Giants played their preseason game at the Yale Bowl. And I just – to have a game in December that means something is amazing. So I'm going, and we need this win. And thanks for talking to me.
No, Angelo, thank you for the call. And, Don, I'll tell you, you know what? I don't think we've heard that enough. You know, everyone – there's been so much to be critical about recently. And obviously sort of the what's the game? What's the musical chairs? The musical chairs at quarterback has been obviously a topic of conversation with good reason. But I don't think we've heard from enough fans who are just like, you know what? It's Christmas and we're playing meaningful football. I think for Robert Saleh and company, Don, and Joe Douglas, they sort of deserve to have us, let's have a moment to think about the fact that the Jets are playing meaningful football as we approach New Year's.
Yeah, and I know that the narrative changes based on how they played and what their record was and all that. Giants, too, same thing, right? But all we asked for at the beginning of the season, just, I think all that we were asking, Peter, give me some meaningful games after Halloween.
That is where we started.
Yeah, so
we started with Halloween, and then we said, oh, my gosh, what about Thanksgiving? Yeah. And now we're at Christmas.
But did honestly, could we dream that both of these teams would have a shot at the playoffs on Christmas Day? Did we have the audacity to think that?
How about that?
At any point going into the year?
And even though it may not seem likely that these teams could win out, correct me if I'm wrong, Don. I don't know about the Jets technically. I guess the Jets technically don't control their own destiny, but they essentially do. Mm-hmm. The Jets went out; they're making the playoffs. The Giants went out; they're obviously making the playoffs. So
yes,
for them to both be in that spot on December 22nd, I think it's hard to complain about.
Yeah, but not at all. Can't complain.
But don't cheat out people.
So, but if the Jets win, and even if the Giants lose, they're still alive. I mean, we're talking about going in to January, still alive, right? So,
yeah.
That's pretty good based on for the Jets since 2010, and for the Giants since 2016. To have meaningful football this late in December is awesome.
1-800-919-3776. Got some Yankee calls, got some Met calls, some more Jets calls to get to. Peter and Don on a very busy Thursday. We're only on till 6:15 because of the Jets coverage tonight right here on 98.7. And, of course, we're also on Yes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Should we call our resident weatherman who we like to call on days like today? Is it worth a weather call?
Lee Goldberg?
Is it a Lee Goldberg kind of day?
Hey, Lee.
I mean, for people that are heading out to MetLife to know what they're in for over that 3.5 hours and what people are in for on their way home, because it's supposed to get gradually worse as the day goes on. I never have a problem talking to Lee.
Now, I've been told that you have – actually, before you tell me Aaron Boone's pick for tonight.
Yeah.
I want to close out Game Time brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey during the big games this season. Like tonight, enjoy Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cast matured Irish Whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. So you have heard from the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone.
Yes, surrounding a happy holidays to you and yours and a fist bump emoji. I got J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Wow, yeah, I'm with him.
That's what he texts, too. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
I am with him in lockstep. Will you do me a favor? I'm going to ask you to do something that I know Michael would say no to, but you'll do it. Okay. Will you text Aaron back and say that Peter wants to extend a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year? Please.
I can do that.
From me and mine to him and his. Whatever the saying is. Let's hit a little Big Blue report for a moment, brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. And, Don, how are you feeling a few days out? We're obviously all focused on the Jets right now with the game tonight, but don't go to sleep because there is a big game coming for your New York football Giants this weekend. Critical game.
Yeah.
It could be very telling for multiple reasons, including the fact that they could play this team in the playoffs. The Giants 8-5-1 after that win against the Commanders last Sunday at the 11-3 Minnesota Vikings, coming off the greatest comeback in NFL history, a 39-36 win over the Colts in Minnesota last week. So Minnesota is a 4-point favorite at home now, Don. Mm. They started out 3, so I guess the betting public felt how I felt and pounded the Vikings up to 4, over under at 48.
Yeah. I think people are just looking at a couple of things here. They're buying way too much into the comeback that now Minnesota's founded or whatever. But you can't forget how poorly they played in the first half and who they were playing in the second half. So I give them credit. It's the greatest comeback in the history of regular season football. But a lot of bad happened to lead up to that. And I think they're also overrating the Giants having a letdown after beating Washington. I think Minnesota is a better team. But not that much better. And I think the Giants can hang with them. I'm not going to pick this game, Peter. But if I were, I would probably take the Giants because I think if they lose, they'll lose by a field goal.
Gutlers!
They're getting McKinney back, which is going to help that secondary. Minnesota's defense is porous. So I think the Giants should be able to get something going with Jones and Barkley and what they have offensively.
Well, if there's anything we learned about them last week in that Commanders game, they do still have the ability to run the football. Now, I don't know if it's just my Commanders defense stinking. And by the way, the Commanders defense does not stink. It's a top five defense in football.
No.
And got good news today, Don, as it is official. On Christmas Eve, Chase Young will make his season debut. Finally.
Yay!
Jeez Louise, Papa Cheese. And, you know, I did my weekly hit on B. Mitch and Finley in D.C. today. And they told me something I did not realize, that a lot of the fan base in D.C. just wanted Chase Young to not bother playing him this year. And I couldn't disagree with that idea more.
What's the logic behind that? Just so he's fresh for next year?
You have a chance to
make the playoffs.
First of all, you got a chance to make the playoffs. And by the way, from a physical health standpoint, and I asked Brian Mitchell this, and he agreed, as a former player, I'm like, isn't there something to be said for not taking off 2 years? Like, even if he only gets back for 3 games and they don't make the playoffs, I feel like it's important. We're watching the process for Deshaun Watson finding himself. You got to find yourself as a player again.
You got to. Listen, he played 9 games last year, hasn't played a game this year. So if those Commanders fans got their wish, you'd go into the 2023 season with this guy having missed, what would it be, 14 of the 24 games on there. That makes no sense. That's not good. It's not good at all. So not only do you want him back to try to find his game, to know what you have to work with going into next season, you still have a chance to make the playoffs. And listen, I think there's certain teams that neither the Giants or Commanders can beat. I don't think they can beat Philly. I don't think they can beat San Francisco. I'm not sure they could beat Dallas. But of the teams that they would face, San Francisco or Minnesota, I think both could beat Minnesota. Probably you could make the case the Commanders should have beaten Minnesota.
We should have. Maybe the Giants beat them this weekend. We'll see.
So if that 7 seed, Peter, draws Minnesota, are Commander fans going to be happy that it's not them, but, hey, at least Chase Young, you know, didn't play and rested an extra 3 weeks? Or do you want him in there and maybe you're the team that plays Minnesota and beats them and goes to the second round? Come on, man. I thought Commander fans were smarter than that.
We're not.
Those fans.
No, we're not. Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-919-3776. Jose in Patterson wants to talk some Jets. What's up, Jose?
What's up, guys? Happy holidays.
You too, man.
You too, man.
Don Bosco down. My brother, doesn't matter what your Mets do, my Braves will still take it in the end. I'm sorry to tell you, man. The better farm system, better signings.
Well, you know what? What you said I hope happens. I hope they do take it in the end.
Now, my other point is I'm going to the game tonight, guys, and the Jets have to do exactly what they were doing at the beginning of the season. They have to win in spite of Wilson. No matter what he's doing back there, run that ball, ground and pound, have that defense come out. Quinnen's back. He has to be a beast on that field tonight. If they're in that locker room, they're telling themselves, we need to win this because White Mike, the savior, comes back. God willing, every Jets fan is praying for Christmas. We get that news. He's back for the last two games to probably give us the best chance we got. What do you guys think about White giving us the best chance?
I don't know. Let's see how they play against Jacksonville, maybe. But maybe what if Wilson plays even better than he played last week and you win? You may not have that same feeling. Now, is he still there? Because I got to know, how do you dress for a game like this? Like, do you have a poncho? Do you layer up? Because it's not necessarily going to be that cold. What do you wear on a day where it's just going to be a driving rain?
It's tough, right? I think sort of. What the temperature tonight's going to be, what, in the 30s?
Oh, I got to look it up because I know it's going to drop from like 58 down to like 11 tomorrow. I don't know. Let me see what the but like nobody has like a fisherman's outfit, you know? Like who goes to a game with a slicker? Who has a slicker?
I hope they do take it in the end.
I have a Commander's. Well, it's sadly it's a Redskins, but I do. I would be wearing probably, yeah, even though I shouldn't. I would probably be wearing my Redskins sort of slickerish type thing over a sweatshirt. I think you got to go sweatshirt. You got to layer under, and then wear something to protect you from the rain on top.
Well, here's what's interesting, Peter. You ready for this?
Oh, sure.
Kickoff is what, like 8:15?
Yeah, 8:15. Sure.
So at 8 o'clock, it'll be 47 rain, 95% chance.
So not that cold.
Then 9 o'clock, 48. 10 o'clock, 50. So by the end of the game, it's going to be 50 degrees. So it's not going to be that cold. And you don't want to wear a winter jacket in the rain anyway, because then that gets soaked. And I guess you'd have to go out there and get like a raincoat or something. Like, but who has that? And one of those like silly poncho plastic things, that's not going to work in the wind at MetLife. It's going to be irritating. You're not going to be able to see. Can you stop over at like Target on the way to the game and grab an actual raincoat? Who has a slicker? one of those yellow ones with a hood? Now, that's what you're going to need.
You're all of a sudden, you're a little kid flopping around at 10 years old in the puddles. Now, we've gotten a little removed from it, but we did do the Big Blue Report, which is brought to you by Two by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers. Pick or design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their seven area locations. And, Don, I worked some magic today, and I said it's the last day that Don and I are on before the holidays. So we got to get some more tickets to WWE. And guess what? We got multiple chances for you to go to MSG on Monday to see the WWE Live Holiday Tour. That's Monday, December 26th at the Garden. Bray Wyatt's return to the Garden for the first time in over 3 years. Huge 8-man tag match with the Brawling Brutes versus the Usos and the entire Bloodline. It's all brought to you by the WWE. Tickets start at just $20, and they're on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But hang tight, because we are going to give away WWE tickets later in the program. All right? Let's take a break. Come back with more of your calls. Everything on the table. Jets, Mets, Giants, Yankees. Nice to have the Jets and the Mets, though, at the top of the pile for once. You know?
Yeah, nice.
It's very often not the case that you have the Jets and Mets at the top, but I think today that is the case. All of your calls next. Peter and Don on Yes and 98.7 ESPN. Jeez Louise, Papa Cheese.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.